Blog Talk Radio. Brothers and sisters, we're listening to your energies. Brother Wilson, what's going on, guys? You know, last night, I was focusing, I was in meditation, focusing on the laws of energy and the laws of nature. These are the secrets of energy and nature. And what I saw was 1,000 brothers. I didn't see any sisters. These are all brothers, all right? I didn't see any sisters. Sorry about the sisters. But I'm pretty sure, you know, you already know what's going on. But I saw 1,000 brothers. I couldn't even number them. But that was one brother that was in front of them. And they were right there in the city. And right here in the city of Detroit, they were in front of the city county building. They were... You know, if you all here from Detroit know about the city county building, and you know that right just probably maybe a quarter of a mile from the city county building, you have the Detroit River. And the one brother who was up front, he said, "This is not to be." He said, "This is not to be." He says, "These buildings must come down. They are not natural." And the brothers behind him, they were all, "These buildings must come down. They are not natural." And he says, the brother says, "Everything must come down that was not eradicated by nature." And the brothers behind him said, "Everything must come down that was not eradicated by nature." And I mean, it was like powerful just seeing this brother and all these brothers. And they all moved with the force. And he says, "Bring it down. Bring it all down." And the brother says, "We bring it down now." And everybody at the same time went, "Oh, no!" And I mean, guys, this motherfucking vision was like crazy, because I saw the city county building, and the brother says, "You need to back up a little bit." He told everybody, "You need to back up a little bit." And everybody started backing up. And it's like a ring of energy, just a ring of just sonic energy, just blasted from their voice and their bodies and all of the buildings in the surrounding area, downtown Detroit, fell to the ground. Everything fell to the ground. And I was thinking to myself, I said, I wonder if there are any of the brothers and sisters that are in those buildings. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking to myself. And there was an ascended master that spoke directly to me. He says, "If they're in the building, that they're asleep, and they will be born again." So it was like powerful. That was a powerful vision in my meditation, and I felt the energy. I felt the frequencies and the vibrations that the brothers and that one brother had given. The one brother, he was like, he was a dark-skinned brother. He had a gray beard. It was a goatee that came all the way down, but it was all shaven here. And then he had the hairs that went up here. He had the gray hairs, the string, and it was a tight cut. I mean, the tightest cut. And then he had these long salt and pepper locks coming all the way down his back. Extremely powerful vision. Hold on here. So I'm back. So what was given in the message was all about the laws of nature and the laws of energy. All right, the secrets of nature and the secrets of energy. And this is the secrets of nature and the secret of energy, because nature is energy, but nature is the higher form, is the highest form of energy. All right, energy itself are protons, electrons, neutrons flowing everywhere. All right, this hand device that I'm using here, this is energy. And like, just like Sister Isis Wisdom had said, We Are Woke sponsored Sister Isis Wisdom today. And just like she, it was given on that message, you know, in our higher forms, we see everything as energy. But our enemies want us to see everything in the form of matter, which is why they will want us to fear them and their worthless little laws, because they will want us to see what they created in the lower dimensional realm. It is important that we raise our energies and vibrations to the higher dimensional realms. This is why we build, okay? We build in order to disperse energy properly across the planet, all right? So that we can flow properly in the language of energy. And the language of energy is frequencies, all right? That's the language of energy. The language of energy is frequencies. Without frequencies, you have no energy, all right? And without no energy, you have no life, all right? So what these inorganic beings did, they came here and they fought against us to take away what they will call magic, which is the intelligence, the extremely powerful intelligence of the planet. All right, they came here to replace intelligence with technology. In other words, you know, they created something on their planet where they originally came from. They created something, and then they made their way because they wanted to go all across the cosmos. And not only were they here to fight against us for nearly putting them out of existence, they wanted to spread their whatever they discovered all across the cosmos. So they had this thing go, you know, we got technology, and we're going to learn more technology, because, you know, they came into this mindset of technology, you know, so many hundreds of years ago. And, you know, it took them even longer just to recreate the technology that we created. But what we created wasn't technology. What we created was intelligence. So they wanted to replace the intelligence with technology. Intelligence is what you call mystical energy. All right? So when you talk about mystical energy, you're talking about a powerful force that is made of dark energy, light energy, frequencies, vibrations. I mean, you know, the quantum realm, the quantum mindset, dealing with Pentium force. You're dealing with Tachyon force, Tachyon energy. You know, you're dealing with all these things, this all together. So the structures that we had built put that type of energy out into the atmosphere. They destroyed those structures so they can replace what you call the magic with technology. And today, on today's date, they want us to fear their technology. Why am I here? Why is Sister Isis Wisdom here? Why is all these other brothers and sisters here? You know, we are all here to restore everything that was destroyed. And these earth beings know that they can't touch us. They know that they can't touch us. That's the number one thing, you know. They know they can't touch us. They know they can't do anything against us. They know who we are. They know that we are here to bring cosmic order. All right? And there are many others who are here who are not saying anything, but they are awaiting for everything to go into motion. So I saw Rashad Jamal's thing that he did today. 3 days ago, not today, but 3 days ago. Showing all the police brutality against our brothers and sisters, all right? And we must understand that they want these things to be put into the internet so that we can fear them and their third-dimensional realm. Now, if these brothers and sisters all alike were in their higher mindsets, they would see these orc beings as energy. So what are your secrets in the laws of energy? To know that everything that you're looking at is energy, and that you can tap into that and move it no matter what the size, stature, or weight of it is. All right? So which means that you must completely open up all of your chakras. All right? That's the key in it. Opening up all of your chakras, okay, and tap it into that soul star chakra, which is going to take you to the higher, to even higher realms, all right, which will make you a 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th dimensional being, all right. Remember, everything is mental, brothers and sisters. Everything is mental. They took our mentality down to the third dimension so that we can only see the whips and the swords and the knives and the guns, so that we can see their worthless, useless, fake ass laws. All right? And so many of our brothers and sisters believe in this. When you see everything as energy, the secrets of laws and the secrets of nature says that you as the deity of nature, you who as a cosmic deity in this physical form, you can move things in any manner that you see fit to be moved, because you are God on this world. You are God on this planet. That's why we saw fit to move the planets and to reshape the cosmos. And everyone else across the cosmos respected that, because they were like, yeah, there has to be a shift. There has to be a change. Nothing remains in the cosmos. Nothing remains the same. So right now there are other brothers and sisters in other universes that are doing what? Reshaping the cosmos. All right? Changing things. Bringing things back into order. So why are we here? This is why I'm here now, you know, talking to you all about building and creating, because all of your structures that you have, you got shitload of vacant land. These orc beings want you to think that they own this shit, when in reality they don't own it. But they need you to focus on their fake ass politicians and the fake laws and the fake pieces of paper where they write what you call contracts and all this stuff here, this you know, deceitful shit that they created. They want you to see that so that you can fear them. Fear is literally a third dimensional energy where it steals everything that you work so hard for. So they want that fear to be in your heart. That's why they put those videos out there. They put the videos out there so that you can fear them, so that you won't be able to tap into that internal, eternal, powerful energy that you belong to, brothers and sisters. All right? So just like we talked about at the beginning, that brother who was with those thousands of brothers, all right, in the downtown area, that brother was a perfect example. You speak and you see the energy, you see the force, you know the force, you think it. Boom! That's all. And you see, you link the astral realm and the physical realm together. And therefore, you begin to move in the motion of energy and power. You begin to see that energy is everything. So they literally replaced technology. They replaced intelligence with technology, because they wanted to their world to be the thing. When all before we were moving things, even though we did have different types of vehicles and different types of mechanics that we use, but those mechanics were moved by us. All right? They were moved by us. We were, you know, here. We were here and everything moved. We were here and everything moved. You know, the secrets of laws, the secrets of energy. So know that energy is everything. All right? Energy is everything. So right now, at this point that we're in right now, many of you are at a point of developing the energies that we lost. You are starting to see that, okay, I've got to do something different than what mankind has proposed for me. You know, that's why they want us to be caught up in their money. That's why they want to be caught up in their stock market and their religion and their laws and everything, all these different things. They want us to be caught up in this physical thing that they want us to see, because it's like this is their only source of power. And they don't want us to be in the original power that we're supposed to be in, but this is our planet. It doesn't matter what they want or what they don't want. Hold on here. What matters is what is supposed to be. It doesn't matter what they want. All that matters is what is supposed to be. And we being our original state of energy and power is supposed to be. This is supposed to be in place right now at this present moment, brothers and sisters. Okay, so these are the secrets of energy. These are the secrets of nature. Everything is energy. And you as the original being and your higher mind, this is why you go into meditation. You learned all the mudras. You learned the mantras. You learned all these different things, you know, your Tai Chi, you know, building your structures, you know, and we talked about how you building your structures, you open up those geometrical gateways within you. Those geometrical gateways take you into the higher form of energy, the higher form of knowledge. You know, these are powerful gateways that's within you that allow you to create things on a much higher level. All right. That's why they put in that book, the Bible, they said the foolishness of man confounds the wise. All right. Those who call themselves wise and what we would create, what they call foolishness, it literally makes them go into a state of what is this? What is it for? You know, it looks like garbage. It you know, even the pyramids and all the greatness of the pyramids, they still try to say, oh, it's just a piece of hunk of rock. It's just, this is garbage. It needs to go. And it's not their position to tell us what must go and what must stay. And this is where it's not even usurping authority. This is where they took it upon themselves to try to place authority on the planet that's not supposed to be. All right? So this is why it's important for us to tap into the secrets of energy. See everything as energy. All right? I went outside before I left out, and my soul said, put your crystals on. So I put my crystals on, and I would have stood out in front of the sun. And as soon as I stood out in front of the sun, the wind started blowing in my direction, but the wind wasn't blowing nowhere else, just all around me. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, the wind is just blowing all around me and me only. And see, the laws and the secrets of energy, where nature will be with you no matter what circumstance you're facing. You just have to learn how to tap into yourself. And what was the main thing we talked about when I first started talking about everything? When the very first lessons years ago, the main thing that we said was to believe in yourself. Know that you are nature. Know that you are created by nature. Know that you are everything. That was some of the first lessons that was given years ago. Know that you are nature. You must believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then what else are you going to believe in? The Bible? The law? The police? This God that never existed? Jesus? Allah never existed? What are you going to believe in? Feel me? So, you know, this is why they gave you religion. Religion is another form of technology. All right? Because what is in religion? The money. The money is their form of technology. Alright? So we use their little low-level technology that they created to buy real resources to create intelligence. Alright? So this is why, you know, like we said, they literally took the intelligence of our planet, the intelligence, what they call magic, and replaced it with technology. And now we've got to go back and we've got to go into a state of retrospect, or you can say retrograde, and begin to build and create everything again that was destroyed. But this time they can't destroy it. This time they can't destroy it. So understand, overstand, brothers and sisters, that, you know, the laws of nature, the laws of energy, the secrets of nature, the secrets of energy says that everything is energy. And we as original beings must tap into our higher mindset. Just because it seems like, well, society is not on a 13 dimensional level, everybody else is not like it, and it's not there. It's not about everyone else. All right? Ooh, sorry about that. It's not about everyone else. All right? It's about you. Each and every one of you, all right, can be on. One can be on the 12th dimension, One could be on the 10th dimension. One could be on the 13th dimension. All right? We don't all have to be this together. Because you have ancestors that are already past these dimensional realms that are with you. All right? Just like the brother Simeon Toko, which is, you know, actual events that happened that are recorded. You know, the brother Simeon Toko, what happened? He was already on that 13th dimensional level while no one else in the 60s was even nowhere near where he is. We now who awaken are close to where he is. All right? He was alone at that dimensional realm, 13th, 14th, 15th dimensional realm, where he was able to summon the angelic and demonic forces that showed up in the physical realm, destroyed a whole army by himself with the forces all around him. Okay? Now, this is proof. Because I heard someone say, well, you know, we all got to do this together and we all got to know. You can't wait on someone else. If someone else wants to stay in the third dimensional realm, you can't sit up and wait on them. It's like sitting up waiting for somebody to come out the house to go to the store for hours. And they're not showing up and you just sitting out there waiting. I've been waiting. It's been about 4 or 5 hours. They say they're coming. You coming? Oh, I'll be there. Oh, it's been 10 hours later. They still ain't showed up. So we can't sit up and wait for someone else to get at the level that you at. You have to operate on the level that you operated on, and then they'll catch up later on after everything else falls. So the laws, the secrets and the laws of energy says that, you know, what is it say? You as the original being must take yourself into the higher realms, because we were designed to be on the higher realms. This flesh right here is designed to be at the highest cosmic level possible. All right? Which means that we don't have to die to ascend to another level. We don't have to die to transcend. Our transcending, we can literally be alive still and just work on an extremely high level. Okay? So that's the key in us understanding where we stand at this present moment, brothers and sisters. You don't wait on anyone. So the laws of energy, the secrets of energy, the secrets of law, the laws of energy and nature says that you as the original being must, and I'm being redundant, must see everything as energy. Everything, all right? Which means it gives you the ability, when these orcs want to come to you and want to challenge you with their fake-ass laws and their fake-ass bodies and their fake-ass guns, they want you to see everything as what? As third-dimensional. But you must see everything on a higher dimension, which means that you must be on a state of 13th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th dimension. You know, even 9th, 8th, 9th, 10th dimension. Even at that, and at that level. And you must see them as energy. And you must know that you have the ability to control everything around you that does not control itself. Alright? So these beings are literally out of control. Alright? They're not controlling themselves. Which means, because they're not controlling themselves and they're being controlled by an outside force outside of them that was designed to infiltrate, that means you have the ability and the power to take over the entire body, and therefore that body, you can make that body be what you want it to be in the physical realm. That's why you link the astral realm and the physical realm together as one. That split second, you see what you want them to be. You hold your hand out. If you want them to be a pile of sand, they're a pile of sand. If you want to be a pile of salt, they're a pile of salt. If you want them to turn into water, they turn into water. If you want them to catch fire, they catch fire. These are the laws and the secrets of energy and nature, which means that you have the ability to tap into everything that is in the higher realm. You have the ability to work on the higher frequency. You have the ability to work on the higher vibrations, and you don't have to wait for anybody. You do this on your own. You be your own Simeon Toko. You be your own Force. You be your own Luke Skywalker. You be your own Neo. You know? You be your own Avatar. You be your own X-Men. You be your own Superman. You be your own Wonder Woman. You be this on your own. And you don't have to wait for anyone to show up. You don't have to wait for anyone to come with you and be on the level with you. Because this is a lonely walk. This is a lonely walk, brothers. This is all about you, each individual. All right? And then as you begin to do that, everybody else will be like, wow, how did they do that? I want to be like them. And this is what we're supposed to be. So right now, order is being restored on the planet. Just like Sister Isis Wisdom said, order is being restored on the planet at this present moment. As we speak right now, order is being restored. All right? So understand, understand, overstand, brothers and sisters, that this is some powerful energy that belongs to us. You know, destroying the technology and restoring intelligence. You know, all these power line wires everywhere, that's technology. Intelligence would tell us, you know, like in the olden days, we had intelligence. We had these pyramid structures, and we had houses just like the houses we see right now. And we had the lithium sticks that, because the energy was so thick, we had the lithium sticks that were at the back of our homes, and all this energy tapped into those lithium sticks. And we were able to have electricity in our homes. All right? That's intelligence. And this is all free. So intelligence talks about free energy. All right? And it goes beyond free energy. It taps into the eternal, the infinite power and infinite wisdom and infinite knowledge. And this is where our enemies don't want us to be. This is why Facebook is turning to metaverse, because why? They need us to continue playing their games. The game time is over. Just like Sister Isis Wisdom said, game time is over. It's time to stop playing these games. We're playing too many games. We done played the political game. We done played all the games. We done played the law game. We done played every game that they created out here. And we haven't gotten anywhere, brothers and sisters. We haven't gotten anywhere. We have literally been removed from every type of energy that we know, and we have to return back. So we have to do a 180-degree turn, all right? We have to do a 180-degree turn on this system, all right? So that we can bring ourselves back into balance, all right? And then when we do that 180-degree turn on this system and bring all our powers back, we do another 180-degree turn and turn back towards the system and destroy it. All right? And this is how it works. So it's time, brothers and sisters, that we bring back the infinite powers of intelligence. We bring back the infinite powers of what they call the magical world. That you see everything is energy. And everything that's energy, you have the ability to control it. No matter the size, the weight, the stature, no matter what it is, you have the ability to control it. And you have the ability to have it under your guidance and your energy. Okay, brothers and sisters? I pass this message on to you right now. I hope you understand, overstand everything that's been said, because it's important that you take back what belongs to you. All right? Stop worrying about what they're doing and focus on yourself. Bring yourself into complete power and energy, and you will see the energy that you're supposed to be. I pass this on to you, brothers and sisters. All right? Hope you understand everything, understand, overstand everything that's been said. All right, and I'll catch you later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May cash reign with you forever and ever. Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, y'all. Right, y'all. We got 11 minutes of stream time left, guys. So, Mama Africa, 11:11. We just came on with 11 minutes remaining, eternal. So, peace on to everybody. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom, guys. We definitely love and appreciate you guys for always being with us and joining us. I wanted to apologize to everybody for last weekend. We were out last weekend because I had a very important unexpected death that had occurred that we just had to get it together last minute, you guys. So I needed my weekend last weekend, so I definitely apologize, you know, to the audience who may have been looking for us. But I do want to encourage you guys that always in our Facebook group, well, not always, okay, let me not tell that lie, but I usually try to post that we will not be on for the weekend or that I'll be out, you know, what days or whatnot. So I attempt to try to put it in the announcement section. So please, if anything, guys, please be sure that you are part of our Facebook group because you guys get updates, you get the upcoming shows. And usually if I do not have a show up there, there's a possibility that there may not be a show that day, guys. So you can kind of get a routine on how enhancing awareness flows. Thanks to all the listeners, Joanne, everybody. Thank you guys who listen, you know, who've been listening throughout the years. We definitely appreciate you guys. Today, guys, is going to be a very special broadcast, you know, guys. Eternal, as you guys know, is a part of the ear family, spiritual soul family, right? So I wanted to, you know, kind of talk about the drum with Eternal. I wanted to interview Eternal today, and I wanted to talk about the power of the drum, right? The power of the drum, guys. We know that sound therapy, let me say that, sound therapy alone is great for healing. A lot of us use the singing bowls. You know, a lot of us use many different avenues, you know, when it comes to sound healing, and that's wonderful. That's great. Keep doing what you're doing, right? But the drum, you guys, I know it's not just me, but, guys, you know, when we go to the festivals and the events, guys, we always hear the drums, right? Like the drums, you know, it's something about the drums. It gets you like you're almost like a slave to the rhythm. Like it just does something to you, but it does something to you at your core, right? The drum. So that's what we're going to talk about today, guys, the drum. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Brother Eternal in. Eternal, peace onto you, brother. The drum, the power of the drum. How you feeling this rising?
Greetings. Peace. How you feeling?
Greetings. I feel determined, brother. I'm here. Let's go. Determined.
All right, determined. That's what I'm talking about. power of the drum. I feel great also. Shango, they call it Shango. You know, when you hear the word Shango, you get more in tune with a hero or heroic being would be about standing out there like the little trumpet boy, you know, in the middle of the field, gearing and let the energy know what's getting ready to happen. Just like the brother was speaking when you said, take down things that are unnatural, you know what I mean? And then the other one's like, you know, yeah, take out all the unnatural things. And then it was a point where it's like you hear one sound, and yet one sound bring out many. Like I was doing an experiment, right? And it's not really an experiment. We call them rituals. A lot of people don't look at rituals the right way. So when we hear the word ritual, we get more into that, what we call superstition. And then we say, oh, don't play the drum because it makes it seem like you're doing some kind of what they call voodoo thing. if we knew Udu, if we knew more of the older terminology, it still plays on. We've been tapping on our body ever since, like the skin in the first place. This is another connection to what Aje is, the power. So in power, A-J-E versus Ashe, we say A-S-E, different hyphen on it, to explain the word of Ashe, as in as it shall be. Well, with Aje, you're saying power. Just like a little axe, when the axe is cutting down a tree, it explained how the tree of power basically lost its energy. And so when you end up having it, it'll end up being a trunk. And so taking a trunk from manifesting the trunk as in being like a family, the root to everything, hollowing it out, and then putting a skin that's mainly what most people honor from what they're eating off the ground. Most people like as to eat goat or eat to eat cow. These were a first point not to eat it, but now to, you know, have a honor towards it, to where now the skin was used. So now putting that skin on top of wood, making that another form to, you're making earth out of earth, another creating aspect, just like how you would hear a horn from an alchemy aspect. We call it still the action of two-ball cane if we wanted to go Masonic. Yet it's the reason why most people say not to play these type of instruments, because they want to make it known as a secular music. So you basically don't want to heal yourself. And this is why we all running around wanting to heal ourselves. And when you look at it, even in a sexual manner, most of our women go into the prostitutional level because they don't know the higher level of identifying. Can they use to feel in a point where she wants to be looked at? However, how can she be the influence of being looked at without it being sensual? Well, she went into sexual before she went into sensual. And that's where a lot of us get into and say that it could be played in the wrong way. So let's say the root chakra. The root chakra is Oshun. So you'll see the desire of a man when they say, okay, most people hear the bass mainly out of everything. And when you look at that, that's what we call the mother. And so the bass, you got a tone, and you got a slap. Now, I could be wrong. I might not be the right way of telling you it. It could be someone else that could explain it to you differently, and you can still get it from the aspect that will help you. From the terms that I got it from, though, the center is more of where that bass is at, but where your palm is at the edge of the drum. When you hit it, you can have even a cold or a hot sound to make it echo. But what you'll hear is a woom sound. I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. Basically a woom sound. And you have to like have a, like most people will have what we call a deaf ear for it. But then after a while, you have an ear for it because you're no longer deaf from hearing it. You start to actually focus on it better. So that's a woom sound. It's like woom, woom. And then, of course, that's what I was saying on a, like a cold aspect, but then there's the hot one. I mean, that's the cold one. The other one was the hot one. This is the cold one because my hand is on the drum. But when you think about it, the djembe, we call it the fire pan. So you don't usually keep your hand on it too long. You actually take off your hand faster than any other drum. The other drum that most people learn of is from the congas. And the congas, you do more of what we call a water type of drum. So now you got, like, basically running around grabbing drums. You might not know what kind of drums you're grabbing. And then how many drums do you need to play first? Because you might get some bongos. And you say, oh, the bongos is the congas, and the congas is the djembe. And he's like, all of them are bongos. And you're like, hey, that's some bongos you're playing. He's like, nope, that's not. I'm not playing bongos. I'm playing one drum. This is called the djembe. And then it gets to a point where, okay, I got to start learning the drums. It's just like saying grass. We get crab grass. We got bluegrass. We got all types of grass in our yard. Some of us really want to focus on our grass and really get it to a, you know, a higher grade of the grass. So in that reality, you also have different types of drums that play for different type of ethnic backgrounds. That's why it become a more of a spiritual thing. So you wouldn't just grab a furniture drum and go play African drums with, you know, your furniture drum. People will start to look at you and like, does this being knows what they're doing, why they're doing it? And now that's when you start to be looking like a child to what you're doing. Because first of all, I was showing you the bass. Now, of course, there's a bass and then there's a tone and then there's a slap. So the first one I showed you was bass, the mother, and then you got the tone, which I would call it the father. Now, of course, you can still do this while it's on a cold level, but then you also have a hot. It almost sounds like the mother. But he's on the edge. He's not in, like, where your hand, your fingertips get more into the center of the drum. So you can have the idea of thinking just like how nature is, mother had to carry the seed, father been around there to be firm with the seed, and now here's the child. So here's the slap. You hear the slap going way up in the echo sound, like as if it's flying up in the air, like a bird or something coming off the ground. So that's the idea with that tong. You hear a tong. So it's like bass, tone, slap. So now you got bass, tone, slap. And that's the familiarity in all the genre of the music so that you can first get started with learning the language by how people are talking. It might be a bass, tone, slap, or bass, tone, slap, slap, you know. And so you'll find out this is how the rhythm has a pattern that you can now play. And then that rhythm has a pattern and a tempo that you play. So now when you're walking around somebody and you say, okay, I want to play with you, you don't want to just be like, oh, I want to just hit the drums with you. I actually want to play with, you know, rhythm you're into so that we can all get a familiar act. And if I got something that I already been, like, doing my own little routine, I might do left-hand slap and right-hand bass. Left-hand slap and a right-hand bass and then switch it up. Right-hand slap and left-hand bass. Right-hand slap. Left hand bass. And so getting my left and my right of not only the drumming, my hemisphere of my brain to work differently. So this is where the creative stuff started becoming a part of you versus just the logical side of stuff. Like 90% of us live in a logical world.
Right.
The creative side doesn't really have room. And so it's time for you to create. And it makes it harder for you to say, you know, I don't have time when you're creating that instead. So the idea is like pull the drum out when you just, let's say you just got to the foundation, right? Pull the drum out and start hitting on the drum. Start going through some routines for yourself. Don't just look at it as a song all the time. Do it as a song, yes. However, you want to do some routines too, you know, just like sweeping. Do you come in the house, do you sweep? Or you just let the house be the house? You know what I mean? Like, you got to start putting something right in and you'll get something out of it. And once you start doing that, you start to see how reflection starts to show itself. Like what he said earlier, I don't know if it was him, but I heard this brother named Muji. He was like, he said, if you clean the house, right, and you keep it open, it's like your brain. So if your brain is open, it's just like your house being open. And so now you're creating that open, you know, awareness for the spiritual side just as much. So to explain your mental is to explain your physical and your mental, your physical. So now that's how energy can work for you, how it makes you basically better at doing whatever you're doing. So just like for my son, I was tapping on him as a drum. I was creating the drum sounds on his back, and he just made cool sounds from me tapping on his back. And he's so now at a spiritual aspect that, like, beyond my even thoughts of how far he's went and shown a new level to the young generation, to where I can't really say, like, how everybody says the young generation is. So it puts me at a halt to say, oh, y'all young generation, I can't do that. I'm not even a part. Yeah. I can see that he's not even a part of that. So it changes the dynamic of that one, you know, all you have to do is do one. And you'll see the difference of that 90% changing to 89%. and then how it starts to break down from there, and it starts to go more and more. And they said, why you take one God and made all the gods, you know, separate? Well, wasn't that there was one God favorite, and then you see the other gods, yet this God was closer to you, so that's why he was able to see the other ones. They just, you know, you might have been blindsided by the one, but the one is many, and this is why we have issues. We haven't really pulled that out. So going all around, I'm coming right back again, black again. I had the drum, right, triple black, carving that, in the swamp, and I'm hitting this little drum, right, just this one little drum, and I wasn't even thinking about it until I start getting into it. And then as soon as I start hearing the echoes, I look to my left, and I look to my right, and I saw, like, at least about a good 100 of us up there just doing the same thing I was doing, and they had their drums. And I'm like, whoa, where did this come from? I wasn't even expecting this. It was like one of those Naruto-type Japanimation-type ideas or thoughts, or even with Avatar, where you see a whole bunch of you, yet it's a different ones of you. You know what I mean? Like ones who probably been in the battlefield from the past, ones that ain't even here, never been here at all on this planet. You know what I mean? Like, but all of them got drums. And I'm like, yo, wow, I never even imagined this. And I'm still hitting it now. I maybe want to hit it more, because I'm hearing the echo. And it was like it carried them to hit the drums more. And it was like, yeah, they weren't even there yet. I felt that they were there. And because the echo was so strong, it took over that whole swamp. Like, that's all that was heard. The whole swamp was that, and then once I stopped, it was like complete, not silence, but yet the insects and whatever that was out there as far as the animals, or I mean, they were rejoicing with that sound. And that was what I was unaware of. Like, you can go in the city, right, and hit the drum, and you see a difference of how the people there come out. Oh, that's good. Or, oh, and then they walk across the street. But then there's times where, like I said, when you're in nature, you see the greater appreciation, because nature accepts it, because that's where they come from, the tree. So when I looked at this drum that I had in between my legs and I'm hitting it, I realized, wow, this tree is from Africa, and here are these trees right here. I'm rejoicing the sound of the tree that was from over there to over here. So now I'm starting to feel how they're feeling, realizing this is like a reunion, and I'm not paying attention to it, yet I'm a part of it. You know what I mean? And that's like the part of nature that we don't see that helps us bridge those other things that we don't know what we're here for. This is what we call a legma. This is what we don't know. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you're crossing the street. This is why the people use a cross in the first place. They're using the cross to explain how they can cross into things. Now, the only problem is you got exorcist and exercise. If you look at it, the mental health will not be able to function better if it don't exercise. So now it becomes the exorcist to whatever it is. This is why the deceiver is inside of yourself. Life is evil backwards. And so until we see things that we're not doing backwards, we're only going to see it, you know, because we got to see it forward, right?
Yeah,
yet
I'm with
things
you.
Are thrown to us backwards. Like your projections, everything, that, like cartoons, movies, they're all starting to show you that format of let's go backwards to show you forward. So now you can see why you're looking at it this way. And you had these opinions and these thoughts. And because if I can't show it to you that way, I can't. If I started you in the beginning and went that way, you wouldn't want to be, you're not interested.
Yeah.
I can't do that to you because that's not how life is seen to you. Right?
Yep.
So you gotta see your past self, identify that, right? And then become a present. That's how you're a gift to everything in the present. So just as the drum, it was presented to me under this so-called artificial tree. So it all started from an artificial, like, way of living in it, the Elegba, the crossroads, and now I'm bowing to a tree to get this drum and not knowing what and how I'm bowing to whatever, you know. And this is the same, like what we call it, a ritual. that's been done with the Tin Man being as a tin soldier on the tree. So this tree in the corner, it's a triangle, it's a triad. So that's why we're into tribunal things, wanting to work the Trinity out, yet you can see further the Father being out of the picture. That's from the candlestick being on the cape, the natal cape, blowing the lights out, making a wish, changing up the well and how Jack went up the hill concept. This is why Jack went up not to heal, but he went up the hill to do some other things. That's why this up the hill, sisters wearing heels are basically like the advertisement to not knowing the root chakra. And that's why the root is important. How do we get into the mantras? Like the brother was saying about how your hands, there's different, like I got to send that to you, what I was going to, just a lot of things still going. Different hand gestures of how you can hold your own hand. Like if you want really to increase in prosperity, there's a way to hold your hands and get that to you. You just have to start going into self.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, these are the formats to what help us in our prosperity. We just don't look at, we have it within us already. The idea is you want to pull it out, not always go out to get it in. If you're doing so much out to get it in, then what is it that you're looking inside already that you don't have to actually go out for? It'll be a point that it'll be pointless. You just constantly feel like you're running out of breath or time or whatever the issues are. Yet, if you don't create it, this would also be being created. Just like the drum. The drum made it a point where I'm tapping on my son, finding out while I'm tapping on him, oh, man, this helps with vibration. Oh, man, this helps out with I was doing massage. I didn't realize this is the same thing. Oh, man, this is now I'm tapping on my son. And my son is now getting it from when I seen that they were showing me Asiatic thing when it wasn't really Asiatic at all, even though Asiatic was a part of it. They just happened to be what we call surrogates to the Avatarian connection. How do you look at Kemet, who had it on the wall showing you how to help heal each other? It was from tapping on the drum, just like tapping on the body. Because what I said, the drum skin is a skin. It's an animal skin. So now if I tap on your body, you'll feel the same thing like that drum could be feeling. Not saying that you got to hit it as hard as you do on a drum. However, you'll feel those certain meridians open up because you're doing a certain type of tap on the body. That, you know, most people hold a lot of energy now. When they're walking around, it's just like the weight. You have cellulose weight on your body, right? After a while, it's holding in what we call trigger points. And when those trigger points starts to flare, it starts to make inflammation. So now it starts to make not one, but a duplicate of others. And so now your stress area is getting bigger. And then it has what we call, in this trigger point, a movement to where it goes into another area. It could be up in your shoulder, and you feel like you got a headache. And you're like, where did that headache come from? Well, it started in your shoulder. You just ignored your shoulder work, and you laying all on the side one day, and you just didn't get into putting your finger right into that little, you know, bump that's up in there. Now that bump then got bigger, and now it's stressing your head. So it's like, certain points we look at, we call gateways in the body. You have meridians in the body. There are 12 of them. And you might as well just say the 12 times 12. And there you get the 144 aspect. When you look at how it all fell, it's because the meridians need to be open. And so through even sound bowl, just like you hear the drum, it shows how your body can go into certain frequencies that can help align you back to, well, not back, but actually black, triple black. Carbon that into your higher supreme self. You have auras, A-U-R-A, and A-U meaning gold, and Ra meaning how you've been manifested through that power of Ka. Your Ka is your spirit. Everything you do now helps you become more into your awareness. So Ka being your spirit, your creation through spirit. How do you see your Ba? And that's your body. You're in a body, yet it's the law of energy. So Lob being A-L with an A-L-L or A-L-I. This is where the format of Allah to Ali, all those connections became like a sense of feminine. You can look up, let's say, even Noble Drew Ali, Malachi Zayort, they actually spoke on the Allah, A-L-L-A-T and A-L-L-A-H, meaning it was a feminine before it became masculine. So what we've lost was the divine principle before it became masculine principle. Now, nothing's wrong with masculine. It's just that because of our ego, that's why Shango became a drum. The drum represents a gun. So just like Ogun, the drum represents like the lightning bolt that comes out of the double axis. You know what I mean? So it's like thunder and lightning. So it's like two in one. And it depends on how hard and how fast you hit the drum. So that's why when people saw you with the drum and you start hitting all in that hot energy, right, they start to say, oh, you need to get away from him. Or it'd be in the other way. They'd be like, oh, man, keep hitting it. And now they're all into it. Now they're like, man, and now they want to dance. And so now you're ripping up the vibration in the room. And this is what we call also radiation. So radiation deals with your color. And in your radiation, you got like gamma ray, infrared, invisible rays. All of those are waves into your body. So when you're dancing, that higher vibration starts to kick in, right? And now you're no longer in your root chakra. That depends, though, because you could be stuck in your root chakra because, like I said, you might want to just show sexual ways of doing it. But maybe if it was a little further where you're sensual, what I mean by that is, you're not going to do the routine dance you always do. Most people run to their routine dance. That's their routine dance because it's what they do when they hear a good sound. Nothing's wrong with that.
Right.
What I'm saying is you have an extra part to yourself, the part where you don't know where this is coming from, yet you're doing it because you hear the drum. And so now it's another point of how you're hearing. No longer the deaf ears, like most people say, I can't hear the music. So then most people will go by hearing the words so they can hear the music. And this is how the easier culture got put in. Just, you know, like Soul Train and Solid Gold, there's a difference between the two. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember Solid Gold, but I remember Soul Train.
All right, so which one you thought was better? Let's go with that one first.
Okay, so Soul Train, I remember that one.
All right. The better one stuck in your head. Because Solid Gold came out. And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on with these stiff robotic people dancing like they're doing? And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? they changed the whole dynamic up.
Okay, I'm with you now. So Soul Train was first, and then when Shamar came on, that's what y'all called Solid Gold. I'm with you.
Yeah, and changed it up, lightened it up, brightened it up. And.
Yeah.
Discotheque and the big ball gleaming and the mesmerizing, that's where the hypnotic stuff start getting put in. You know,
okay.
That's where
I was gonna say that I remember on Soul Train where y'all I call it slave to the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Because you would be pretty much a slave to the rhythm, you know, and versus choreography. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you get rerun. You get the brother that actually showed you a style that was brought into Soul Train, and it was still, he was doing sitcom connection to, what was it, What's Happening? And he was doing a lot. And being that he was heavy set, it was like a damage amongst them that he still had to overcome. And Don Cornelius, he did not want, you know, some heavy, he wanted more like, you know what I mean? Like good looking people, whatever. And in his mind, at least. But then when he saw the talent and how they were, you know, determined to do these dance moves and be professional about it, no matter what the kind of weird clothes they were wearing, he was like, okay, I got to give them something. And that became the green light. Now, of course, that's from the dancing, listening to the music, going into routine, this is what, you know, just like the sounds that we won't go too further away from the drumming, this is where that all comes from. And you saw that they end up putting live bands and people up there to show you that this is still what the music is, not just what you heard on a record or being recorded. This is actually live performance. And this is how, even for, let's say, performances with, let's say, Disney World, all these things that we see now, that's where that basically was stemming out of. When they saw what we can do, like what we're doing right now, when they know we can do this, oh, let's go step it up a notch. However, this is like saying you got the old train by now. You know what I mean? So that's when they say, okay, let's just change it to solid gold. And so when he did the solid gold, that was by the time he done already said, okay, let me get that ball like y'all got the ball, and I'm going to keep up with the hands of time. Even though he didn't want that ball. He never wanted that ball in there. He didn't want that little disco ball, and he didn't want these all weird people coming in. So he was like, I ain't into weird people. So he was really wanting to keep it the way he had it. And, of course, as time, you can't keep it the way you had it. You got to go with the flow. And that's what made, even for him, they said, I don't know if it happened. You could go find out. I don't know. They said that he became suicidal and supposedly took his life. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what they.
Which host are you talking about? Which one?
John Cornelius.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
So, you know, music was like a lot of people's livelihood and what they wanted to keep as the authentic root to it. And once it got like to a point where you see the sagging pants and the Eazy-E and the, you know, the other side that changes us, that's what made us, you know, more artificial and not getting the actual roots into it. So.
So he started to lose his, he started to literally, so like his whole life, his whole breath was the music, I'm going to assume on that one. And so when he started to lose that, you know, it's like he was dying. So the fact that he couldn't control it is what I'm picking up too. So, man,
and
this is just amazing.
That's why, you know, just like even what we do, independent, you got to be an independent to yourself. Like, even for what he was seeing and how they were going into their livelihood, like Run DMC, other people coming in and showing that, you know, they got this livelihood. What are we really, you know, pushing forward? Are we really, you know, putting our culture out? And is it, you know, for the betterment? And so just like with drumming, they outlawed a certain point, the drumming for it to go any further from the 1960s because they saw an era in our time. Well, I'm going to say they because it sounds like this day is so superior. Most of us did not accept the drums as what it should have been from the 1960s because we were so Christian and bowed by not doing anything that was outside of Christianity. And then, of course, when we had Islam, nothing outside of Islam. So then it was everybody having their own sect and not actually connecting to the other sects. And yet this is how everything basically got started. If you look at NOI, what is it? They were connected to the Scientology. They started, NOI did the Scientology connection. Do you remember that when they start getting connected to that? Or I don't know if they still are. But it's like,
I remember.
It's like everyone has something that they're like learning off of the other. And we don't know if it's good, it's bad, it's the in-between. Yet this is where what I was saying earlier about the labor. Peace, brother. Just like the moon. Moon is up right now while the sun is up. I'm like, this is daytime, and the moon is up while the sun is up. This is where you, like, are you, like, really paying attention to what is around you and how things are still functioning, as I said earlier, with the fraternity. Is it a fraternity? Is it, and then are they using drums, or are they not using drums? Because just like with the African dancing went to ballerina. That's where it was more stiff at the top. And their feet got to be adjusted to higher toes and not actually be grounded on the earth like such. or to be on the heels, but not going to where they got to be on the tippy the toes of their top or their tips of their toes. You know, it's a lot that if we look at, if it was water to Kool-Aid, how much in the water do they turn to Kool-Aid, you know? And are we still cool with it because we like Kool-Aid, even though Kool-Aid might be unhealthy for us? And so this is where the tank of saying the drum, when you're using a drum, you'll find out the mother going to talk to you, the father going to talk to you, the child going to talk to you, and they're going to all have different little tones and clicks and whatnot. And even when you get around the elders, let's say you go to do a function, and you happen to bring your drum, and you hear the function, you're like, oh, man, I got my drum. And you come out with it, and you're like, man, let me tap on my drum because I hear him. I got to do something. I ain't going to just be there. And it's just like your own gun. You know, I'm going to protect. I'm going to help. Or I'm going to add on. You know, we're going to do something together. And so bringing out the drum, boom, you're there. Don't know what to do. You look and you're like, dang, I got it. And you want to hit as fast as the other people and everything. You're like, well, either I jump out or I just sit here. Or I'm going to let somebody else hit my drum. And then if I let somebody else hit my drum, how am I going to feel about that? So it became what we call, most people start coming up with what they call juju. And the juju could be like a curse on your drum to where you wouldn't want nobody touching your drum because now they got cursed from it. And so there was like certain omens that people started to do with the drum, which made it a more of a, well, we don't have to go that far. However, most people did go that far with it. Yet this is also something that where we stopped giving honors towards the drum and start using it for sacrifice and worship. So this is why the other part became desecrated towards the drum. Like we put tablecloths on it, put a plant on it, put a lamp on it. Some of us sit on it. So the whole idea that when I was talking about furniture drum, there's the one, why do they make a furniture drum? Yet to make mockery towards what you have as your culture. So every time you go into your culture, you're really not seeing your culture. And you're seeing being in mockery, and that's what you're going by, the occult of it. So what I was showing you about the brother, the tall brother, and he got the tomahawk right next to him. He's like 8 or 10 feet tall type level. He messing with his tomahawk. Nothing like him. However, this is what he's dealing with. He feel like nobody's going to be adjusted to him, so he's going to adjust. So this is like what we call Othello. We've gotten out of ourselves so much that I never knew that was the disprogram of myself starting in the early age. My name happened to be Eric Nathaniel Lewis, yet end up being Eternal, El Bay, using the E, the N, and the L to create myself again to know the wisdom that I now come from versus the origin that I originated at. So once you do that about yourself, like you can do this up to 5 times and have different what we call nomenclatures of who you are and how you stand on who you are from your what we call a square. That's why that 45-degree putting the Christmas tree in the corner is the point of you coming out of your angle. See, I was put in the corner a lot because I was bad. But I was put in that corner to look at my shadow. Yeah. And that's where the combo came out of it.
Yeah.
This is why I wear a triangle circle hat now, to this day. I just didn't know where I was heading to, and to, you don't know, you might be forcing me. However, I'm forcing myself just as much as you're forcing me. So there's the free will and the free destiny.
Yeah.
My family been fighting Korea, South Korea, North Korea, Vietnam. My family's been fighting our own people for the longest, not knowing that that's who they were fighting. They were just fighting because that's what the fight was about. And then they go into the religion and get into the church. So it's like we can see ourselves as long as we can possibly see ourselves. Yet what is different about ourselves as we keep going into ourselves? Because that's there too. You know what I mean? So that invisible air, as the brother was speaking on, that's that etheric energy that gives you more space than you could call time. Time is an illusion until you start creating. Peace. And that's why I feel like when you have an abundance, like the brother was speaking on, you don't have to worry. What's worry about? Worry is for a wolf. If you're the worry, then this is going to be, oh, I worry about you. I had to call you because I was worrying about you. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
We don't do those things. Our mind is not that way in the mental. We think all for everything. When you feel a sense that something is not right, something's going to show you that it's not right. Then you're going to go and gravitate to see what's not right. Like my elder just spoke on to me earlier. He said, I got to woke up. Something woke me up in the middle of the night. And I got up. And I got up again, though, because I ignored it. Because it was telling me, like, get up, put your clothes on. And I was just like, I ignored it. Then I laid back down. I got back up again because it said, get up, put your clothes on. And then he was like, you know, I went ahead and left, and he was like, you know, you're going to go for a ride. That's what the spirit was telling him. So then he goes for the ride, and then I said, no, he's coming over here. He's coming over here to find out that the door was unlocked. And I was like, wow, and I left that door unlocked. And I'm thinking just like last night on the idea, like, should I go check the door? I should be checking this door. Because I went out the other door. I didn't go out this door before. I just went out the other door. So it made it a point where now I see how all that matched up. And I was on, like, the, as they say, the fly that was on the wall. I was one of those in the participant of it. So I was like, wow, I didn't even, I mean, keep my focus like I should have. And so these, again, like the spiritual realm that we don't see, that comes in aging. You have aid around. All of us have it. And this
always
is where that realm of the ancestors is going to be like, let me reward him because he's already doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's the only thing that might be messing him up because he don't see this. So let me go ahead and do this for him. And that's how you're able.
Man.
You got the axe, the small of a dwarf, to the biggest of a giant next to you. Greetings.
Power. Eternal, let me ask you, Eternal, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and shift into frequency. You know what I'm saying? So you stated when you play the drums, you would notice the difference in the room. So we know about energy. We know about frequency. Let's talk about frequency in the drum or frequency, period. What is frequency? Let's start there.
Well, if you got the book, it's Lila Africa. He got some great analogy on frequencies and they're different. It, not only are they good musical notes, they're also good elements. The musical note of D being gold, G being silver, C being iron, Mercury being F, 10 is B, copper is A, and the lead is A. The ironic thing is I deal with copper, so I'm dealing with a lot of A sound vibration, which, you know, and also I forgot a soundboard that was given to me, and it ended up being an A note. I was like, yo, this is deep. So a true seer, they call it. It's one who had the government of learning the herbs, learning the Ori and Orishas, without having to come out of the Ifa yet, learning it because it became a part that life in itself, like, you're going to be ejecting certain ones of us, of course. And it's because of that discipline that you ask yourself to become that the door for, you know, the other opportunity shows itself. It will reveal on, you know, the idea of your discipline, not the lack of. Now, of course, you can get the lack of, and that also will be that also reward, too, if that's what you're looking for. Yet that's the reason why we should be like how we're doing right now, learning how to use the chakras. The chakras are explained towards those, the sound. Your sound's going to help. Not only your sound's going to help, it's going to put you into, let's say, Sunday. Sunday you should use musical note D the most. Right, and then Monday you should use G. If you're writing this down, I take my time.
No. I'm going to come back to it. I'm not writing it down because I'm trying to find a book. But
okay.
Yes, those who are writing it down, go. You should always have a pen and paper in the classroom, y'all. Go ahead.
Well, we're in session all the time, right? Tuesday
yes,
is
sir.
Iron, so the iron would be a C. So let's say Sunday is gold, Monday is silver, right? And Tuesday is iron. So now from that Sunday being gold, you got D. Monday being silver, you got G. Tuesday being iron, you have C. Mercury being Wednesday, you got F. Thursday, you got 10. And that 10 is B. Friday, you got copper. And copper will be your A note. And Saturday will be your lead. And your lead will be your A note also. So using that, now why am I saying all these things? Because let's say the day of Sunday, you're helping out with your purification, your intestines, your disorders, whether it be even in the diabetic form, your bowel movement, you know, how you're getting your metabolic body back. That would be for Sunday. Then on Tuesday, yeah, on Monday, it would be electrical current, helping it restore it. And your adrenals, how your intestines will get more purified, your spleen, your thyroid, and your brain. So just like I said, playing these notes help open up these certain avenues of the body. Not only that, finding these metals, taking these metals, putting them around you, getting them a little bit more closer to like your environment. If you got a living room that you go into the most, especially if you got these computers, make sure you got the diodes. Radiation is just a major thing for us. So just like the sounds, the notes, the drumming all play a major part. You can actually get a pattern on the notes, not a pattern, but you can get the sounds on one of these apps that basically show you what type of note you're playing. So when you get, let's say you get a drum and you say, okay, I don't know if I'm playing an A note or B note. Actually, when you start playing it, it'll start not only showing you what note it is, it'll show you the range of it, and it'll show you whether it's a note that's sharp or flat. So this is like major when you find out how you can heal people. Mercury, you got the stabilizer of energy.
We're going to come back to this, Eternal. You done opened a whole nother show. I mean, I'm the one that went there. I'm the one that went there, but I love what you're saying, though, because this is something really we need to have our pen and paper, and we really this is a segue to another segment is all I'm saying that we'll do later.
I'm
with you.
Yeah, Mercury. Mercury is the F note. So if you use the F note, that helps with your stabilizing your energy, your purification, lowering your digestive system. Wednesday. Thursday is the 10. And in the 10, using your B note, that helps with your anemia, your nerves, your brain, and the circulatory system. And you got Friday being copper, that helps you with your blood. And this is the A note. It helps you with your blood, your liver, your pancreas, your ear, your eyes, and your emotions. You have Saturday. Saturday is the lead. So if you had any lead metals, that'll be good to have around. Usually what I would like to do is put them in organite. So if you have someone that's around close by that can make something nice for you, work on that. That'll help you with purification, what we call feng shui in the building. So you got energy from the A note. This deals with energy, counters destruction of your cells and your blood cleanse, and also help with your blood pressure. So usually when you think about it, most people go out on Saturday, and they might not be paying attention to how the energy is and how, you know what I mean, like you're now adding destruction to yourself versus finding the counter destruction to yourself on Saturday. So that's why a lot of the things happen on a grand scale, just like for myself, gotten into the drumming, right, and then pushed it back to the side and then going into, you know, what I'm already used to. And like I was saying with Don Kennedy, some certain things, I get what he was saying, not wanting to do what that was in front of him. However, finding like a way to still do it, just not their way. You know what I mean? Like, you can find a left that got three lefts to it versus a one left. As in to say, one person will give you a right, and that's the only way you got to do it, that right. You go around a corner three times, and you'll see what's on that the right. Like, if your steering wheel can't go left, you can go right three times and get to the left side. And you'd be like, how did that work? I don't know. It works that way, though. So it's just the idea that most people don't want to do those things, though. So most people don't want to take the time to learn how to drum to heal. So just like with sex, most people just jump into that without healing. So these are why the drum was put there. Drum is put there to help with the mantras. There to put, if you have any mudras that you want to speak, while you have your mantras and your mudras are basically another point of saying a more noble to the dedication. So you have dedication, and how do you not only say words of affirmation, have a rhythm that goes with it? And so that's where you see more how humble you can be, humble to yourself.
You can find your humble. Isn't that what ignites it? Like, you can have an affirmation, you can have an intention affirmation or whatever, but it is the vibration in which behind it, in which ignites it, right?
Yes. Yeah, your intent has to be at a point where, I mean, because even to say that people will want to use it for the wrong intent, yeah, you can end up using it for the wrong intent. However, do you really want to do that? There's still process behind that. You know what I mean? It still shows in reference. If you're doing something for bad, well, this is what you're going to get out of it. So if your intent is wrong, then your intent also will be more what we call that left that we were saying, three of them versus that one way that you thought was right. Like, you can get something right, but is it right now that you need it? That's what makes the difference from the wants and the needs. The drum became the healer. So what we call the shaman. How we use the shaman ability.
The shaman became the healer.
Yeah, the shaman work can be a point of help if that's where the virtue is at. Now, of course, just like me and other people, we want to see how we can go into another realm. See how much if we could use this other round to do it for another purpose. And like what I did was I went into the stage and became a stage performer. And so that too was the avenue, because it went from I was a dancer to now being a dancer with a drumming skill. Now, of course, to a drumming skill, however, it wasn't how most people would have looked at it, structured skill. And you got structured skill and you got what they call backyard drumming. If you hear backyard, what do you think that I'm saying when I say backyard?
Repeat the question, I'm sorry.
No, I said, as far as the drumming, what do you think I mean by when it comes from structured skill to now I say backyard drumming?
The structured skill to, I think the structured skill is the commercial essence of it. Versus the backyard is more of a authentic.
Okay, so in society, they wanted to give names towards how you play on your drum and how you hit your drum. So that's where hit your drum, play your drum. So it's just like playing exotic dancer and stripper and not knowing the difference. It's like saying bongos and djembe and not know the difference. So it gives like a point of, it's not saying you don't have any interest in it. It just didn't know it to call it a better interest towards it. Just like when we say Moors, we might not know the better interest towards ourselves to say it in a higher realm of ourselves so that we'll have a better interest of what we even call trust towards ourselves. hitting the drum was like the same thing. I didn't know it because I was doing backyard drumming. And so when someone saw me, they was like, oh, he knows backyard drumming. So I'm like, what the heck is that? Like, what do you mean backyard drumming? And it's like, well, it's not like a structured drumming. So it's like, what do you mean? It's like, do you know any songs? I was like, what kind of songs? He's like, do you know Cuckoo? I was like, I don't know what Cuckoo. Does that sound like Coco Cuckoo, like crazy? And then it was like, no, no, no. It's the actual African style of rhythm. I was like, oh, so you talking about rhythms. Okay. So I do got rhythms. I just don't know where they're coming from. And that's how you end up finding out backyard, because it might came from out of nowhere in your backyard.
Authentic. Authentic.
Right. Yeah, it's own authenticity. Authenticity.
It's own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then when you find out, though, you might have been playing a beat that was close to what the structure beat was, and you'd be like, oh, that's why I'm even playing it. Because you heard something, and it was ringing back out, and you just happened to want to play it. You just probably missed a couple of little, you know, other parts because you played it how you wanted to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the style of when you see how some people can freestyle drawing, or they actually draw from the original what that is. And they can't draw nothing different. They can't come out of drawing that. They got to draw that. They should draw freestyle. That's like, I got to not think of it and draw it. Oh, that's how you do that. So this explains 90% and the 10%.
You know, it just amazes me. I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. You guys know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, although, it amazes me that how much direction or training, if you will, you know, trains us away from the most authentic versions of what the rap or the art, however you want to slice it, could be. You know, so I love the idea of that backyard drumming. Because it feels like it's the most authentic. So, great analogy. I'm learning a lot here, man.
Good.
This is a real classroom for me. Like, you know, I wanted to play drum, you know. I actually wanted to play drum, but I ended up going with the baritone. You know what I mean? I love a high bass. And when you even use the example of the drum about the bass, about the baritone aspect of it, I think you call it the father, and then the mother, and then the child. You know what I'm saying? Like the different variations, you know, was just interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like even in these different genres, you know, it's like even when I was in the music, and it's like not the music industry, but even, you know, playing the instrument or whatever, it's like it's a whole different life. It's a whole different lifestyle that you are in tune with, you know. And any musician, I'm sure, can relate to that, you know. So good
that's
stuff.
What changed
all right.
Life. I'm in Virginia, and Virginia is 90% talent, multi-talent, 90% multi-talent. So that's why we don't basically see that we have great, you know, leeway to learn the music. However, they could make us look to be a surviving, struggling artist. So that's why you wouldn't want to, you know, get bigger or better at what you do. There's the outcome. How do you actually come into you being yourself? Or is it that you just feel like you're secular and don't want to do, you know, the waking to your healing? And you think about it, most circles don't really have drumming healing circles. They just have drum circles. So now we actually got to go into that further. And I know that's my calling.
The last clip I played, Eternal, he had just to let you guys, if you know Stretch of the Air, Eternal's in Virginia, you know, the 757 area code, and you can check him out, Eternal. You know, just go ahead and let them know, Eternal, where you're at, where they can find you if they are in Virginia, you know, to any type of local drumming or anything. Let them know more how they can get in tune and in contact with you. And or the band. I don't know if the band is still a thing, but
yeah. It's Eternal Roots Band. Tona Roots Band. It's basically I'm up there on IG. I'm on Facebook, also on YouTube. And it's not just me. It's the group that, you know, we basically formulated out of to, as they call it, what we were just talking about, the backyard drumming, to actually showing what structure we can show each other. And we come from all walks of life. So whether it's Palestinian, Jamaican, we got a lot of brothers, sisters in the group too. So we got dancers, my aunt dancers. They did a actual good event this last time frame, just on Saturday. As soon as I get the video, I throw it out there so we can get a little clip, let y'all see what that was like. I know a lot of people missed it. It was great. At the same time, I am actually in, what do you call it, Military Circle, South Military Circle is the area. It's Auburn Drive, 6523, College Park Square, 2nd Square. Near Roses is not too far from it. And I have Queen Bee right next to us. She does tea, Queen Bee tea. So she got some tea going on over here. They got some books and stuff too as well, and got some apparels. You can see a lot of what we look at to change our culture up is right next door. And we also got an African braiding hair right next to us. So if you wanted to have any of the areas of location, just think about where you can go to, just like where we're at. This would be in Virginia Beach, Virginia, so check us out. That'll help you and help us at the same time. Herbal Market Wellness Center, that's what's the name of it. This is where I'm at, sitting in the corner, doing my little copper pieces and helping out what I can inside the store. Also do massage in here as well. We have vegan food, so Moorish Vegan. Sister's in here, Dion. She does a great job at, you know, the food. That's basically a transition to learning how to eat vegan life, you know. If you do that better in your lifestyle, you start to see how everything changes up. We also have capsules, herb from powder form to capsule form, some that's already bagged up, ready to go. So if you want to come through, check that out as well. Get a brochure on that so you can see what you can really enhance your body with, from mind, muscle to herbal calm. You know, you might have some, just some energy in the diabetes area. So diabetes care, something in that aspect. That also toothpaste from deodorant. Just check us out. I'm telling you, books definitely going to help out. Dr. Jamal, he is up in here left and right. So, and he got two stores also. So you got time, Princess Anne Road, check him out as well. And that one is called Herbal. Baba, what's the name of the other one? Herbal, okay, Herbal Market. Kevin Short, Herbal Market. And if you think about this, this one is Herbal Market Wellness Center. So if you think about how you enter your thoughts, you want to center your thoughts. It's better to ground your notions. So using that, you know, make yourself become better. That's why there's a foot spa here, Yoni Steen. You get a package deal, the golden, what we call it, the golden platinum deal. And the gold, we have foot detox. And the platinum, we have foot detox and massage, Yoni Steen. So think about it, sisters.
Let me ask this, you know, do better, be better for yourself, but have fun with it. I like to say have fun with it. Being better and really have to reiterate that, because sometimes, you know, people have the mindset of, I got to do better. No, have fun with doing better. You know what I'm saying? Like, start to explore it a little bit. Go get a Yoni Steen just to see how it makes you feel, you know, just for the thrill of it.
Right.
You know, and if you like it, just know that this is something to enhance you versus harm you, you know? Definitely got to add that in. Have fun with it, y'all. So check them out, perfect. Y'all. We got to support each other. We all we got. And I know me and Eternal have been rocking for about a year or two now. And, you know, brother, anything surrounding him, you know, is of excellence and of greatness and of, you know, authentic, you know what I mean? And so the drumming is a powerful force or powerful vibration, if you will,
Just to kind of close it out, you know, I probably should have did that first. Well, no, it's in the, or it's in this order, but the origins of the drum. What are the origins of the drum today? We're gonna close out. All right, he probably got a customer, y'all. The origins of the drum came from ancient times, right?
Yeah, the origin of the drum, you get from Ghana, you get Senegalese, Nigeria. There's different areas, too, where the origin starts at. Then you even got drums created, whether it's the steel drum, the pan drum. There's so many different, like I said, styles to it. You got the sound drum where you can squeeze it, and that's from Kemet as well. Yeah, it just depends on what type of style you want and okay. How much in the origin would you go into Cubanos, the Cuban drums, or like I said, the Congos. That's just basically Congolese. You hear the word. So it's like a short version to the long version. If you look at the origin, it usually has the name towards it in itself. With a kente drum, you got a kente drum also. That comes from out of Jamaica, and they play that to do the Nambingi sound, Nambingi. And you also got them in Nigeria playing it the same aspect. So when you hear the Nambingi, that's that heartbeat, that chop, chop. Top, 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 top. Usually that's always played. Like what you was playing earlier, the big one, Mama Africa, from Empress, who I basically helped her out on the stage, off the stage. She did a song, and that was that heartbeat in the background of that. So that's like the Nambingi sound. Usually when that's played, that is to let people know that, you know, we're on the rise to what we're supposed to be coming into, our awareness. And she do that. She'll do that every time the sun rise up, she had that plan. And so people would get up really early and play that Nambingi sound and do certain type of chants. And then, of course, it got more religionly, where they pulled Bibles out and start using different songs. So it's only up to you, like I said, at what level do you want to go through this to find your truth in yourself? Because it's always been there. It's just the point of saying, knowing how to adapt, not just adopt.
There it is. IJ. All right. All right, y'all. Well, I hope, our intent, you know what I'm saying, was just that you get a little lesson. Just to kind of just reiterate and summarize the origins of the drums, what I understand from your statement is that that it varies. You know what I mean? So it pretty much varies. It depends on the type of drum that you're speaking about, but there are many different origins on why many particular different kind of drums originate. So study whatever it is. He said Jamaican or African or whatever. There are many different varieties to the origins of the drum. But definitely a topic, you know, for you to delve into on your own quest, right? So this has been great, y'all. I've been in classroom all 2 hours, you know what I mean? Just really taking this all in, learned a lot, Eternal. Thank you. I learned a lot from this session, and I hope you all did too. Please join us tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about dirty technology. You know, have you guys been noticing about the technology? Like, stuff just, it seems to be within the program for you to get frustrated or for you, it seems to be encoded within the algorithm of the program for it to kind of go against, you know, the offset of nature, if you will. Anyway, we're going to go into the that tomorrow and, you know, dirty technology and the military weaponry as far as to frequency that they use. It's going to be good tomorrow, guys. A great show for you guys. So please join us tomorrow, same time, dirty technology. You can join Mary Fox. I don't believe they're coming this week. Discussions in the Black Room, guys, are taking a leave until further notice for the holidays. They normally leave during the holidays anyway and come back, you know, in January.
So they took an early leave this year, and they'll be returning sometime in 2022, but we will definitely let you guys know about that. Mary Fox, every other week, she talks about presidency and politics. So if you're into that, please join Mary Fox every other week here on Enhancing Awareness Radio. And you know to join us every weekend, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And, yeah, we appreciate you guys. So that's it for me. No more announcements or anything. And, yeah, see you guys tomorrow. Eternal, you go ahead and take us out.
Yes, it's all about the energy, your frequency, how you free the queen and the queen of your seed. So you see yourself like chemistry, knowing your chemit, not just chemical, but chemically. How to use your chemit, your coma. When you fall into it, when you rise back out of it, we call it taking a trip. But knowing the strip, not just a strip, to be a stripe to your energy. When you're a stripe, you get all the stripes to show that you have been in the battlefield, and yet you're the conquering lion that always come out as a mountain can be, a lion to yourself. If you don't know yourself, it's about your time. You are health, energy, chi as a key to yourself. Know your root, and your root be your chakra to everything. And shakti yourself. Ashe. Oh, respect.
Coming to you loud and clear. Like the brain down the mother.